The blade buried itself deep in Tefeth's shoulder, almost knocking her off the boarding ramp. Using the strut for leverage, she hauled herself into the ship and hit the button to close the boarding ramp behind her. Acutely aware that if she hadn't tried to get out of the way, the blade now protruding from her shoulder would have buried itself deep in her back. Ignoring her injury, she rushed to the cockpit, fired up the engine, sent the signal to open the hangar doors, and took to the air. Back on the ground, Gorvitch crawled over to the control panel and hauled himself up, slamming the button to close the hangar doors with his fist. Tepet saw the hangar doors stop at halfway open, then slowly start to close again. She gritted her teeth, yanked back hard on the control stick to send the ship hurtling forward, and braced for impact. The Prosperity's hull, like everything else about the vessel, was top of the line. The multiple layers of durasteel plating and the reinforced frame struck the hangar's doors and wrenched them off their hinges, sending them flying as the thrusters powered the ship on through and up into the sky. Climbing toward the upper atmosphere, Tefeth felt a subtle shimmy in the shuttle's formerly velvet-smooth ride, but checking the ship's instrument panel showed no significant damage. A few minutes later, she was far enough away from the planet's gravitational field to engage the hyperspace drive and activate the advanced autopilot to take her to Coruscant. Only then did she tend to her wounded shoulder, digging out the med kit from beneath the pilot's seat. She inspected the blade, making sure she wouldn't bleed out if she pulled it free. Fortunately, it had struck muscle and bone rather than a major artery, and she was able to remove it without any real difficulty, though doing so made her tilt her head back and scream. Blocking out the pain, she treated and dressed the wound with the efficiency of one all too familiar with administering back alley medicine. She inspected her work one final time before finally taking a pair of colto-filled hypodermics and jabbing them into her thigh. The pain disappeared almost instantly, and she felt a pleasant warmth spreading through her. She shifted in her seat, and the chair responded by automatically adjusting itself to her new position, enveloping her in luxurious comfort. She turned her head to the side and saw Nagani Zhou once again sitting in the seat beside her.
"I'm proud of you, my girl, for sparing Gorvitch and for making the right choice."
"No. Maybe stupid Jedi leave us alone,"
she murmured, her words tailing off into a soft snore.